UFOs, crashes, and re-engineering. When we wonder about the who, when, and why in reverse engineering UFOs, now called UAPs, I believe it all starts with UFO crashes in the last century. That seems to me to be the first time in history we might even understand anything about a UFO. Of course, our knowledge was very limited in comparison to the workings of a UFO, and even is today, but even if we couldn't back engineer one entirely, we might get ideas from them on how to improve what we already have. We talk about Roswell and what happened there, but that was in 1947 when the UFO crash took place there. But there was said to have been a UFO crash in Germany in 1937 in the Black Forest 10 years before Roswell. The story goes Hitler was able to get his bloody hands on the wreck, and while he probably couldn't take advantage of most of the technology on the wreck due to it being too advanced, it is said it did give his scientists ideas for new weapons, and as we know today, Germany had the most advanced weapons of World War II. Not everyone agrees with this idea, however, and many give credit to a system where scientists shared all their discoveries with each other, and most of them worked in the same area named Peenemünde, Germany. There was said to not be any of the compartmentalization we are burdened with in this country, where you have to have a special clearance and a need to know. When we hear about UFO crashes in other countries, or even crashes in the United States, we have to wonder how many were we never heard about. There are plenty of photos of crashes, but how many of them are genuine, that is the question. Most of us are not photoanalysts, so when we see a photo, we have no way of telling if it is genuine or not unless it is obviously a fake. The address of the link to is listed in the written article. You can copy and paste this address into your browser's address area. Sorry, Truth Facts doesn't use live outside links. You will notice a photo which seems very convincing at first glance of a crashed UFO. When the photo is examined under high resolution, there is some evidence which seems to indicate the saucer has been pasted into the photo, but it seems to be a very good job. I am not a photoanalyst either, so I could be wrong. There are many countries which have been home to UFO crashes. And as I asked in the past, why are there so many crashes when the technology is so incredible? As I have said before, I believe there is a Cold War going on between some of the extraterrestrials, and sometimes it breaks out into shooting. I also believe some of the UFO crashes reported in the late 1800s were blimp and zeppelin type experiments. Besides those crashed UFOs, there are those which were said to have landed on purpose. The news service TASS reported on October 9, 1989, a UFO landed on September 27 of that year in the city of Voronezh. It was said it landed in a park. It went on to say aliens walked around the park and then the object took off, but not before two rocks were left here which do not appear to be from the Earth. I only mention this to show we are being visited. Anyway, it has been said the Nazis actually were able to create a flying saucer after examining their crashed UFO. There are alternate stories about this, one of which a new type of engine was invented by a German engineer who then withheld his work. Supposedly the Nazi UFO theory didn't end after the war, and many believe their back-engineered UFOs drove US Admiral Byrd from the Antarctic when he was sent there with a fleet of ships and planes. His diary was locked up, which in itself is very suspicious, and many wonder what other reason would the diary be locked up for, than to hide the fact there was a secret Nazi base there and they had their own UFOs. There could be a second reason for this. It has been also said a huge hole was found there that led to an interior area of the Earth where there was an advanced society. There has been a lot of UFO activity in China, so I wouldn't be surprised if there have been UFO crashes there. One of these crash sites was said to be discovered after a cave was explored in China and discs were found which were dated from 10,000 years ago. The interesting thing about the discs was they supposedly indicated a UFO crash site. They indicated the crash took place 12,000 years ago. Did the Chinese find this ancient crashed UFO and try to re-engineer it? Since the space age started, there have been objects falling to Earth which have been misidentified as extraterrestrial craft. This seems to be happening more as the amount of space junk comes back to Earth. There are spent satellites, pieces of junk, and even spent parts of rockets falling back to us. As these things blaze through the atmosphere being heated as they fall, they are often mistaken for outworldly objects. There is no doubt, however, that UFOs have crashed and we have gotten our hands on maybe even a dozen or more of them. It is hard to know the number. This has probably accounted for some advancements such as the mysterious triangular object, which many think is the TR-3B craft made by us and uses anti-gravity to fly. We can't prove this, but it seems to be more than speculation. If it is ours, could it be the brainchild of some engineer who took apart a UFO and was able to reconstruct some parts of it? We know scientists like Bob Lazar were working on re-engineering UFOs. This was proven by an investigative reporter after government denials of knowing him. Other whistleblowers have come forward and talked about this. There is no doubt that some countries are also doing this. It is just too much of a temptation when a craft crashes which has the capability to fly across space to this planet. Will we ever be able to copy everything we come across? I think the answer to this question is never. There are probably races out there who could even be millions of years ahead of us, and therefore we wouldn't even know what we were looking at.